For the order committee meeting held James on 26th of March 26th. Open the meeting up. There are no apologies except for the chair, Mrs. Karen Day, who is away on holiday, and Mr. Bill Price, who is away on holiday as well. There's nobody in the public question time. Could I have a confirmation of the last previous minutes for the last one on the 11th of December? Is someone prepared to move the officer's recommendation? Moved Councillor Simmons, seconded Councillor Guy. All those in favour? Carried. There's nothing to report from the presence here. No matters requiring council decision. So I move to 6.1 and I'll hand over to our acting CEO in Jasmine Guy. Thank you, Jasmine.
Okay, item 6.1 is the 2025-2026 mid-year budget review. It's to the audit committee to consider the financial position as at the 31st of January 2026. And the performance for the period from the 1st of July 2025 to the 31st of January 2026 in relation to the adopted budget and projected estimates for the remaining of the financial year. The budget review has been prepared in accordance with the information required by the Local Government Act of 1995 and the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996 and the Australian Accounting Standards. The report of for the period of the 31st of January 2026 shown is in the attachment has been prepared in the appropriate year to the budget variations and forecasts to the 30th of June 2026 and is presented for Council's consideration. The budget review report includes at note 4 a summary of the predicted variances contained within the statement of financial activity, including where variances are considered to be permanent or due to timing. I have broken down the variances by reporting program. So under rates, there was an increase in interim rates due to two GRV residential assessments, so it's an increase of $2,304. Grants and subsidies has come down by $128,244. There was an increase in the Grants Commission received, but a decrease in the Grants Commission roads grant. There was a decrease. We removed the first responder Westonia Progress grant and a decrease in the corporate sponsorship for the year and a decrease in the main roads direct grant. Under fees and charges, it's an overall increase. We had a decrease in the voluntary health contribution, but an increase in income from 11 Court Street, a decrease in the Unit 12 lifestyle Airbnb, but then we had increases in the caravan park single units accommodation, an increase in the caravan site charges, increase in income from the museum entry, increase from the standpipe water charges, an increase in private works income from Mucker and Fulton Hogan, an increase in income relating to unclassified, which is the land sales. Other revenue was an increase of $3,000 for Medicare benefits received, predicted. And then a employee costs is going to be a decrease. So there's been increase in contract EHO works, a decrease in a refuge collection of public bins, a decrease in maintenance at the Westonia swimming pool, but an increase in private works due to Mucker and Fulton Hogan. Materials and contracts has had an increase of $95,150. So breakdown of that, there was a decrease in member subscriptions, a decrease in consultation fees expense, an increase in audit fees expense, an increase in bushfire control management land and building, an increase in bushfire control clothing and training and accessories, the decrease in the ambulance services, an increase in maintenance on 11 Court Street, decrease in maintenance on 17 Pirate Street or joint venture units, an increase in maintenance at the Westonia swimming pool, an increase in chlorine expense at the swimming pool, decrease in information bay at Carabin, a decrease in EHO services, and increase in land development to include our current purchases. Utilities has gone up by $36,000, an increase of increase in water at the Westonia swimming pool, but a decrease in water supplies to our standpipes. Then insurance, we've had workers' compensation increase overall. And then we had plant and equipment. We had a decrease as we got a higher trading value for the loader. and then there was the construction of council infrastructure and roads. There's a major decrease. Bills adjusted all our road works due to Kevin being on that private works job for Mucka. So he's had a decrease on Begley Road, a decrease in Henderson Road, a decrease in Maysfield, and decrease in Alec Budding, decrease in Farina Road, and decrease in Elsewhere and Pitt Road. So overall, it's a decrease of $110,310. So my officer recommendations is that the Audit and Risk and Improvement Committee recommends that Council adopt the budget review for the period of 1st of July 2025 to the 31st of January 2026, inclusive of the recommended budget amendments, is indicated in Note 4 on the report, and also forward the budget review to the Department of Local Government, Industry, Regulations and Safety as per requirements of the Act.
Any questions? I think we've got a pretty comprehensive view of that.
Are these, is this work still going to be done though?
I'm assuming Bill was going to put it in next year's budget. It was just this year's budget's not going to cut it.
Yeah, okay.
So, someone prepared to move? Councillor Cruz has moved. Is there a seconder? Councillor Faithfull has moved. All those in favour? Carried. 6-0. Unanimous?
Absolute majority.
Absolute majority. Thank you. Alright, no new business. State of the next council meeting for the audit committee is the 23rd of April 2026. No more further questions, that being the case, I'll close the meeting.
2:40 PM.
Thank you, everybody.